Radio Business Report. Radio News.
Good morning. It's Friday. Bob DiCarlo here with your end of the week edition of the RBR Morning E-Paper for this August the 6th. Citadel well fortified in the second quarter, and Opie and Anthony got a deal. We have the details on those two stories, plus a lot more. So sit back, scroll down, read, learn, and make money, period, as we get down to business.
RBR Radio News.
Citadel easily outperformed last year in the second quarter, posting a 12% gain in net revenue and, due to a number of factors, a 720% gain in operating income. Station operating income was up more, down to earth 13%. However, much of that gain was due to new acquisitions. Station-to-station revenue was more in line with industry results, registering a 4.7% gain. With stock prices low and station prices high, companies buying back its own stock rather than investing in new properties. Spanish Broadcasting System grew from $36 million to $40.3 million in net revenue for the second quarter, a gain of 10%, blowing away prior guidance, which had predicted a low to mid-single-digit gain. The Hispanic radio operator rode a hot hand in Miami and L.A., coupled with more modest gains at New York and Chicago. Year-to-date, net revenue is pacing 8% ahead of the first half of 2003. XM Satellite Radio has announced they have hired WNEW and former syndicated bad boys Opie and Anthony. They shall return.
RBR Ad Biz.
The RAB has announced that the Radio Ad Effectiveness Lab will release its Worthlin Worldwide Study, Personal Relevance, Personal Connections, How Radio Ads Affect Consumers, on the 18th of this month. The new report concerns a large-scale project conducted in 2004 to better understand how radio advertising affects consumers in ways that are different from television and newspapers. Over in television with our RBR sister morning e-paper, TVBR.
TV News.
Here is what's happening. Hispanic giant Univision stormed through the second quarter, posting a 55% increase in net revenue and a 101% increase in net income. The AGB Group and Nielsen Media Research International announced they've agreed to form a joint venture that will offer TV ratings in 30 countries. Almost a dozen human TVs spread out across the Chicago Loop downtown this week, urging Chicagoans to tell Nielsen to stop their plans to roll out the LPM rating system. Get all the details on these stories and more in today's TVBR. And finally, good radio executives are so hard to find. So if you're searching, contact Kathy Carnegie at RBR. She will walk you through how to place your career opening with RBR and TVBR, and will do an outstanding audio ad for you. Why not use today's technology? Call Kathy today. I'm Bob DiCarlo. Yay, it's Friday. That's the end of the week edition of the RBR Daily E-Paper. Have a terrific day, a fun-filled weekend, and we'll talk to you again on Monday.
Radio Business Report. First, fast, accurate, and independently owned.